This is the Evotel podcast. Frequently asked questions.
Welcome to another podcast here on the Evotel podcast channel. Today, we're doing another frequently asked questions, and it's one of those questions that come up a lot, I imagine. With me is head of brand, Bradley Becker. How's it, Bradley?
Good on yourself, John.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right. We've done a number of FAQs already, and if anybody has any questions, go back in time and look at those other ones. Let's talk about today. It's the big one. It's when you dig trenches in the neighborhood. What happens when Evotel starts laying down the fiber?
I think first things first, you know, we've got to make sure that we've done all of our checks and balances in terms of scans. So, you know, before we even start opening any trenches, we would have scanned every single sidewalk just to identify where water utilities run, electricity, etc. Because obviously with trenching, there is that element of risk, and we want to try and minimize that as much as possible. So, after the scans are done, we then take another precautionary measure where we actually open, you know, small trenches, what we call pilot holes, just to kind of see where these utilities run, because sometimes the way leaves aren't 100% accurate. Sometimes the scans aren't always accurate. So, you know, just to eliminate, some of that, we just open a trench to check. You know, once we're happy, we then start barricading. Obviously, we don't want anyone to fall into any trench when it happens or when we start. And once the barricading is up, we start opening up trenches up until your driveway. In most cases, I'd say 90% of the time, we would mole underneath your driveway just so that we don't inconvenience you and have to open up your driveway. But there are cases where we have to, just because there's a certain cable or water pipe that runs, you know, underneath your driveway. So, and that in a nutshell is, you know, just when we start trenching. And then obviously once the trenching is stopped, the contractors have taken, you know, before photos so that they can ensure that we reinstate, you know, grass and garden beds and stuff like that back to its former glory. And then obviously we do our CACs where we make sure that we've compacted everything. There's not going to be any sagging of trenches. But we also offer, you know, a lifetime guarantee that if something does happen, you know, we're always open to go and assist. So if your driveway sags for whatever reason, you know, we'll send a contractor out to come and assist.
What happens if a pipe is hit or an electricity cable is cut while the trenching happens?
So in most cases, obviously we work, well, not most cases, in all cases, we work hand in hand with the municipality. Obviously, they have the resources and the expertise in terms of the infrastructure and the management of that infrastructure. So it depends. It depends on the severity of the damage. You know, if we hit a main water link or water pipe, which is usually a 110-mil pipe, you know, there's a specific clamp that needs to be used to clamp it, and the municipality in most cases have them on stock. But if it's a normal house feed cable or water pipe, which is usually a 25-mil pipe, you know, we can fix that. The contractors on site have the necessary tools to be able to fix things like that. It's only really your major pipes and cables, if they get damaged, then we would log a ticket with the municipality, and we would work with the ward councils, etc., to try and get it resolved as quickly as possible.
Okay, but that's at your cost, right?
100%.
Okay. Now the fiber's been put in the trench, how do I get it to my house?
During the trenching process, we obviously provision fiber for every single home. We terminate it within the trench line in an access box, is what we call it, and we then splice from that access box into the different wall boxes. Obviously, each home gets its own dedicated box installed onto the wall, and we then obviously splice the fiber in the access box into that point. And when you then sign up for the service, we run the fiber from that access point on your boundary wall into your house, obviously to a suitable location within your house.
Right. It's obviously that's done subtly. It's not a very obstructive, it's not a bright orange box. Going into my house is not this big, horrible white conduit running down the sides.
No, not at all. So the wall boxes that we do put on the boundary wall are tiny. I don't even really know the diameter, but they're small. Mm-hmm. They're white in color, and you can paint over them. So we don't ever stop residents from painting over it. Obviously, we don't want them to remove it from the wall because there is fiber, you know, a live fiber strand up to that point. But yeah, you can paint over it. You can plant a bush around it to kind of hide it. But we try and keep it, you know, as hidden as we possibly can. And same goes for the insulation into the house. You know, same concept.
Who pays for that connection from the outside box to getting it inside my house?
So we would do the installation as Evotel. A lot of the ISPs on our network, us being open access, you know, offer free installation to consumers. We don't ever charge a customer for an installation. You know, Evotel will never bill a customer in any case. That would come directly from the ISP. Some ISPs would waiver that installation cost, obviously, if you sign up with them. Mm. But yeah, in most cases, the resident wouldn't have to pay for that installation fee.
All right. I got three terms for you to try and explain to us as part of this FAQ. What is a termination point?
That's essentially just where we've terminated the fiber. So where that fiber has run to a point, but is not being used as yet. And
that
then,
box against the wall.
Yeah, the box against the wall. Right. So essentially just where the fiber, you know, kind of stops. And then, you know, obviously once we've installed it into the house, there's a new termination point.
Okay.
Type of thing.
It's where the fiber ends.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay. What is an ONT?
So an ONT is essentially, it looks like a little Wi-Fi router. So our ONT devices, I don't know the abbreviation, but the ONT device is essentially a little customer premise equipment that we install into the home where the fiber connects to. And then, you know, if your ISP is an ISP that delivers their own router, that router then plugs into that device. But essentially, it's just where we then terminate the fiber into the house. Mm-hmm. And that also then distributes the fiber throughout the house because it is Wi-Fi 6 enabled. So,
okay. So that, it's Wi-Fi as well.
Yeah. So it is Wi-Fi enabled. So if your ISP chooses to deliver a router, you know, it still connects like normal, but we do have some ISPs on our network that rather just use that ONT device to distribute the Wi-Fi signal.
And you said this word a lot of times. What's a router?
Well, that's essentially just the device that then distributes that fiber wirelessly throughout your house. There's various different routers, different specs. You know, when you start using high-speed connectivity, fiber connectivity, there's certain routers that you would need to use for that, but it's essentially the device that your ISP in most cases delivers to your house once we've done the installation, and you plug that in to one of the LAN ports, and that then distributes the Wi-Fi or the connectivity throughout your house.
I was going to say, in simple language, it's the thing what the computer plugs into.
Yeah, where it's got various LAN ports, 100%. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Okay, that's the frequently asked questions this week. Reminder, if you have some questions that you want to throw to Evotel, do email us. info@evotel.co.za is the email address. info@evotel.co.za. So if you have any questions, Bradley and I will address it in the next podcast. Put an FAQ at the beginning of that and we'll address it next time. Thanks very much.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.